You know, it's really important to reflect back on the journey and give advice that you wish you had. As a resident now, I look at the medical students that come through and work with me sometimes, and I try to tell them things that I wish I'd known at their level. And this video, for that matter, is just the same thing, but on a bigger scale. So I want to talk to you about five things that I wish I knew as a day one medical student. So let's chat first about learning resources, because this is one of the most overwhelming things that you're going to deal with. It's easy to get overwhelmed by all the information that you need to learn in such a short period of time in med school. The drinking from a fire hose analogy is pretty worn out, but it's still true. So the key is to figure out what works for you and your learning style and stick to it. Don't try to use every single resource out there because other people are doing this and that. You're not going to have the time for it, and it's going to leave you overwhelmed and not actually learning anything. Now, I'll put in the description a link to a video we made on how to actually study, so that'll give you a solid framework. But for my learning style, I like videos and audio to learn and initially understand the information. So for this, I would use Online MedEd, Ninja Nerd, or other YouTube channels if these guys don't cover it, but for the most part, they do. Now, I didn't go to class during med school, but at the end of the day, the school is making your exams. So I would use those resources to learn the foundations, but then I would watch the school's lectures at like 2x the speed or read through the slides to make flashcards of relevant information. For clerkship, the resources I spoke about earlier and case files for practice is more than enough. That's it. No overloading for no reason. Find your learning style, use the resources associated with it, and these did the job for me. Online MedEd, Ninja Nerd, other YouTube channels to cover the foundations, school-specific stuff for the exams, case files for practice, more than enough. Excuse my doctor writing there, but the second thing is understanding that you will forget things and feel like you know nothing. Now, this is completely normal. You're going to learn things, you're going to memorize them for the exam, then seemingly completely forget about them the day after. But you haven't truly forgotten, it's back there somewhere, as long as you learned it properly the first time around. That's why it's so important to learn it the right way the first time around, so it sticks with you over the long run. That way you build up a foundational understanding of things and you don't rely strictly on memorizing random facts. So make sure even after your exams you keep up with your DWonky cards, which was my preference, or intermittent review of your notes if that's how you like to study. Just for the foundations, not the exam relevant details after you're done the exam. As long as you learn it the right way and you review intermittently, the foundations, which are the important part anyways, are gonna be in your head somewhere. Then as you start seeing things in person during your third and fourth year of med school, you're going to make real life connections to the information, which further reinforces it to your understanding and memory. Exams suck, but they do also help to force you to review the information and apply it. So trust the process, do it the right way, and it's going to come. Trust me. Sometimes it might feel like everyone knows stuff and you don't. Just stay true to your process that works for you and use every mistake as a learning opportunity. That's what you're in school for. Now, as I mentioned before, Anki is my preference for studying. There's a ton of information, it's easy to forget, and you need to memorize it for exams, and Anki is going to help with all of these things. There's plenty of YouTube videos on how to use it, so get familiar with it, make it your friend, and get the app for your phone as well. I don't play with the settings much, but you can if you want. I leave it at 100 to 200 new cards per day and unlimited reviews as they're due. This is what works for me, find what works for you. Now, like I said, we have other videos on how to specifically study, and you should definitely watch those, but the bottom line is Anki is a staple in those videos. Its algorithm takes care of the spaced repetition for you, so it's going to show you cards when you're most likely to forget them. Now, you can replicate that same process with notes. It's all about what works for you. Some people like to study with highlighters and color-coded everything in pretty notes, and that's great. You should do that if it works for you. But in any case, just make sure that you're doing your cards or reviewing your notes to keep the information fresh in your head, especially, again, the foundations. Along the way, quiz yourself and try your best to apply the information to what you're seeing in clinic and make sense of it and test yourself on it. Practice questions, case files, old exams, all of that goes here and it helps. Whatever you decide to do, you should have a solid study strategy that works for you, ideally one or two blocks into medical school. You don't want to be changing things every single block and still be trying to figure it out well into the year. Now, we have a video on this as well, but essentially when you get to medical school, you go from being one of the best in college to a sea of people where you're just one person among the many who were also the best in college. People start feeling like they just got lucky to be here and they don't belong, that everyone else is just so much better than them and they're at the bottom of the barrel. And I'm speaking from experience here as well. It seems that everyone else is just so much smarter than you and better than you in just about every way. You can get caught up in the comparison game and trying to one-up other people, but just don't do that. There's nothing good that comes out of that. Stay in your lane, do your work, live your life. Find people you get along with, be kind to everyone, and don't get involved in garbage. As long as you're taking care of doing the work, the knowledge and the ability is going to come with time. Just trust the process. Don't put yourself down for not knowing it all right now. You're not supposed to. That's why you're here. Don't worry about who's doing what. Just stick to your plan and work towards your own goals. You're going to find your routine and way as time goes on, but be proud of getting this far and keep putting in the work to go further. When you take care of the inputs, you don't need to worry about the outputs all that much. Time is going to pass and you're going to get there. Now, another thing that you're going to notice once you get into med school is that you just finished one marathon and unknowingly signed yourself up for another, longer, more challenging one. You're going to come to accepting the reality of the matter, which is that the process never really ends in medicine. There's always more to learn, there's always another exam, there's always another application, interview, and on and on. You might have been living your life to now, checkpoint to checkpoint. Get this class done, get this volunteer activity done, get this exam done, etc. You may have even been neglecting other areas of your life to accomplish this stuff and telling yourself that you'll get to it later. You should understand though now that this is not a sustainable way to approach things. As I said, the process never really ends, and you have to stop waiting for some imaginary endpoint to begin enjoying your life and giving attention to the other areas of your existence. Your health, your relationships, experiences outside of work, none of this stuff is going to take care of itself. It requires time, energy, and attention just like your studying has to this point. You need to find your own balance, whatever that word means for you, and it doesn't have to mean the same as it means for someone else. Work efficiently, have solid routines and systems that free up your time and energy in your day. Then use that to take care of the other areas of your life. The process is really all there is, so you need to find a way to enjoy it the best you can. The time is going to pass anyways, and as long as you're taking care of your work, you're going to get to your result. You might as well enjoy it along the way. So that's pretty much it for today, guys. These are just a few things that I wish I knew on the first day of medical school. Be sure to check the description for our newsletter and everything else that we have going on, and I'll see you next time.